Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Hamafkid Peres Etz Chaveroi. If somebody gives a pekudin, somebody deposits Peres by his friend, he makes his friend a shomer for a certain amount of Peres, and his friend isn't allowed to use these Peres, and he's not allowed to mingle these Peres with his own Peres. But suppose this shomer took these Peres that were given to him as a pekudin and mixed it with his own Peres, so he must return the original Peres. However, he's allowed to deduct decreases, which means there's a certain value that these peres decrease over time. All fruits and vegetables decay over a certain amount of time. So when the balabas comes and claims his peres back, he's allowed to say, I'm sorry, I mingled your peres with mine. Let me give it back to you. However, some decayed, and I'm allowed to take a certain amount to decrease off the original value. And the Mishnah is now going to give three specific cases of how much to take off. L'chitin, for wheat or iris, and for rice, tisha chatzoi kaban l'kor. The amount that you can deduct is 4.5 kaban, 9 halves, which is 4.5 kaban l'kor per each kor. L'sairin, for barley, l'doichin, for millet. Millet is a certain type of bird seed. It's also an important crop, which is used in India today. Tisha kaban l'kor. You can deduct 9 kaban l'kor. So there's a higher deduction value per kor. L'kuzmin, for spelt, l'zera pishnin, for flax seed, seeds of flax. Shalei sin l'kor, you can deduct 3 sin, which is 18 kaven. It's actually a higher amount per kor. So as the Mishnah gives these 3 cases, the amounts go up in sequential value. So the decay gets higher as these cases came up in the Mishnah. Hakolafi amida, everything according to its measure. Hakolafi azman, everything according to its time. Hakolafi amida means everything was based on its measurements. So these were measured per kor. So if you had 10 kor, you were able to decrease the value times 10. And everything according to the time. Obviously, if somebody had the produce for a longer amount of time, there was more decay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, said Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chima'ich beslan lakvarn. What is an achvar? What is a mouse kier? How much mida? We said hakolafi mida. All goes according to the amount. An achbar, a mouse will eat whether there's a lot or a little bit, and a mouse will eat a very set amount. So the mouse doesn't care that there's 100 kaven or 2 kaven, it doesn't matter to him. So why does the Mishnah say Akalafi Amida? Ella ene maitza lechasrainis ella lekor echabavad. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, his shita is that a person is not allowed to take a deduction only for the first kor. The first kor, we know how much these mice or how much these animals are going to eat from it. And he says it doesn't matter whether you have a lot of korim or a small korim, you only can measure for the first kor. Every kor after that, you have to pay back in its entirety. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hoysam idem ruba, if he had a very large amount, ein emoitzi lechesroinus, he doesn't deduct chesroinus, he doesn't deduct the deductions over time, b'pnei shomai siris, because the value of this produce goes up over time. According to Rabbi Yehuda, people would usually store the grains in the summer during the dry season when the grain values would go down. There wasn't a tremendous amount of use for grain. It was warm outside. They were able to use, they had plenty of grain during that time. However, when the shomer came during the wet season, when the grain value went up, that increase in price would deduct the amount of the chesroinus, so there was no need to deduct the chesroinus from such an amount. Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah deals with the same thing of the last Mishnah, just it's going to use the cases of oil and wine. Yoytzi lo shisus liyayin. A person can deduct a sixth for wine. So if a person asks somebody to be a shomer for wine, the person paying him back can deduct the sixth. If he uses that wine and mingles it with his own wine, 1/6 gets deducted. Rabbi Yehuda says, chaimish, a fifth gets deducted, which is more than a sixth. Rabbi Yehuda's region, where Rabbi Yehuda came from, the atmosphere allowed the barrels to absorb more of the wine, so he would have to pay back less. There was more of a decay, so to say. And now we're going to talk about oil. He can deduct 3 lugin of oil for each 100 lugin that he was asked to be a shomer of and that he mingled with his own. Well, how do you get the 3 lugin? Lug mechza shemorim. 1.5 lugin were for the sediment that gathered at the bottom. Lug mechza bella, and 1.5 were for the absorption that happened into the barrels for this oil. Now, if the oil was very refined and there was no sediment, very refined oil is very processed oil, and there's usually no sediment, he doesn't deduct for the shimurim because there is no shimurim. If the vessels that they were kept in, the barrels or the casks that they were kept in, were old, which means their absorption value went down. As a cask or barrel gets older, it absorbs less. It already went through years of absorption. There's less room in the cork to absorb. He doesn't deduct for the absorption since there's no absorption or minimal absorption. Rabbi Yehuda says, if somebody sells very refined oil to his friend throughout the entire year, in those days somebody would go to a friend and say, I will sell you a certain amount of oil per year, you can come to my house and just keep on taking oil. The person has to be mekabel on himself for 1.5 logan per sediment. So Rabbi Yehuda felt in Rabbi Yehuda's region, again, this was similar to the last Mishnah, in Rabbi Yehuda's region, the refined oil did have sediment in it, so the person who would purchase off him would take a cheshbon and he would deduct 1.5 logan per 100 for the sediment that would naturally be there.